Bad credit. It's your boy Sam. Man, I've just been sitting here on Saturday night just scrolling through Facebook, and I see all these people getting engaged. You know, wedding season's coming up. Everybody's pregnant, got a little baby bump because everybody got knocked up on Valentine's Day, but nobody takes good fucking pictures whenever they want to show their baby bump or they want to have their little engagement pictures. You want to show it off. Guys, these are memories that you want to have for a lifetime. I got something for you. Rebecca with Precious Memories. She's literally giving you guys $50 off if you mention bad credit all the way up until August 1st. $50 off all the way up until August 1st. For your pregnant people, you know, that's a couple pack of diapers. I know it don't get you far. I know kids are expensive. I get it. But we're talking $50 off. My man, you just spent all that money on that ring. Your girl wants engagement pictures. I know you want to get, I know you want to make her happy. She's your queen. Do the right thing. Call Precious Memories. Let Rebecca take care of you. Don't be an idiot. Don't spend money on people that can't do as good a job as you can. She's already gotten accolades in Sumner County. She can take care of you. Get it fucking done. Take care of your girl. Get your pictures done. Make her feel like, make her feel special. She deserves to feel special. Make her feel special. I'll make her feel special. No, I'm just kidding. I won't make her feel special. It's all you, bro. Do the right thing. Call Rebecca. Book your session. Mention bad credit. Get the $50 off. Look, listen, I'm trying to tell you. Let's fucking go. This is what you need to do. Look it up on Facebook. Message her. Book your session. We're going all fall, baby. Get it done before the fall hits, before this deal runs out. Get your pictures done so you can have them, so you can send them to your mother. Your mother will be happy. Your grandmother will love it. She'll cry, shed a little fucking tear, and then you live happily ever after. Don't be an idiot. Precious Memories. Look it up. $50 off until August 1st. It's your boy Sam. I'm signing out. Get it done. Let's fucking go.
Guys, don't forget to rate us on iTunes. 5 stars and leave a review. Leave a review in your name and you could be eligible for a secret special reward. If you love us as much as we love you, you will go and do this for us. Rate us on iTunes, 5 stars. Also, hit us up in our inbox at Gmail, badcredit615@gmail.com, and you could be featured on a near episode of the Bad Credit Podcast. Hit us up and get to know us. Follow us on Twitter @badcredit615. Look us up on Facebook, which one of those places is probably where you found out about this in the first place. Check us out on iTunes and SoundCloud. We love you all. Hope you enjoy this episode. Sorry about the bar one. We've had some weird feedback on that. So if we do it again, we'll figure out how to make it a better quality. Thank you for sticking around and thank you for supporting the podcast. We really appreciate it. We love you all. Enjoy this episode. Drop the beat. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage your hosts of the Bad Credit Podcast, God himself, Steven Angel.
Wait, can we stop the beat for a second? All right, first of all, you said you weren't going to do this. You're always doing this. First of all, you're the co-host. I'm the co-host. My name is Sam Hicks. I'm here too. We're both bringing fire. So we're just here to talk about normal stuff, and we're not gods. So I'm wasting my damn time. Just drop the damn beat. Shit.
What? Yeah. Wait, what?
Are you recording right now?
No.
Oh, okay. Let's go.
Yeah, I was recording. No. Welcome, everyone, to the Bad Credit Podcast. We appreciate you joining us for our 8th episode. What's up, Sam? Where are we at right now?
Antioch, Tennessee!
You already know. Far from Mud Island.
Staying away from Waffle House.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, thank you, everyone, if you made it through our bar cast episode 1 we just did. I lost my fucking bet. It's bullshit. Sam ended up losing his, too, because it was off a parlay.
Oh, wait, wait. I don't know the score to the Red Sox.
Oh, it's not over yet. What's the score? Look at ESPN.
Hang on 1 second, guys. Hang on, hold 1 second.
While he's looking that up, I just want right to say that if you are someone who has goals and aspirations and you want to accomplish something and you're going around telling everyone what you want to do, and then you find someone who wants to partner up with you, and then you waste their fucking time, you're not going to be anything in life. And that's all I'm going to say about that. You're never going to be shit. So quit talking so much. Just shut up, go to your house and raise your kids and just be quiet. Just be a dad and shut the fuck up. That's it. The end.
Red Sox are losing 2-3.
So you
top
lose.
Of the eighth. So I need a walk-off home run by the Yanks.
I thought you said you bet on Boston.
I did.
To win.
I need a walk-off home run.
By the Yankees, you just said.
Oh, Red Sox. I'm sorry.
That's literally the opposite. The Yankees
are winning, but whatever.
Are they playing each other?
No.
Then what the fuck are you talking about?
I said the Yankees on accident.
Hustle. Sam has a shirt on that says hustle.
Hustle and motivate.
So we're doing this podcast all alone. We were supposed to have a guest. They stood us up, and we're going to cut ties with them.
Yeah, what we've come to notice is that there's very few people that we can depend on when we're doing this thing.
Yeah, keep sure that you always sound consistently in the mic.
I don't know what that means.
I mean, you should be able to hear the difference between this and between this, and you're doing this a lot. You just got to do this. I'm not going to put this in the episode, so
can you hear me now?
Don't be offended
so
by it.
Should be here.
Yeah, always though. When
always
you're talking,
always right here though.
Yeah.
Got it.
You can turn, but just don't talk when you turn, or got don't it. Say anything meaningful. Facing this way, you know
got
what
it.
I mean?
Gotcha.
All right, so, man, I just wanted to do this episode, and just the reason is because I've been sleeping on certain things, right, in life, we're not all woke to all aspects of life. We all like to think of ourselves as hashtag woke. Everyone thinks they're hashtag woke, but were you woke yesterday to the thing you discovered today and it changed your life? Here's the thing for me. I was slept. Okay? I'd been slept on this. And what it is, Cardi B's album. I forgot what it's called. Invasion of Privacy. It's the shit. Brah, brah. Invasion of Privacy. Cardi B. Sam, let me hear you talk about it for a minute. What did you think about that album? Did you listen to it?
Yeah. So I've heard a couple songs off of it, and it's been popular around the people that have been around me. So what I have noticed is that she has a way of making people get drawn to her, and because of the fact that she was one of us. Whenever she really got to the game. So
what, were
a lot
you a
people,
stripper
no,
or something?
You know what I mean.
What do you mean one of us?
I mean, as in, like, she's very vulnerable where she doesn't seem like she's always had everything. So that's why it's always worked for her.
Yeah, so I don't know a lot about her history. What I do know of her is what I would see in the news and shit, and that Bodak Yellow came out. That's the first thing I ever heard of her. And here's why I disregarded her immediately, is because it's called Bodak Yellow. It's obviously a play on Kodak Black, and he's on the song, which made it a little more like, oh, okay, well, he's with it. But I thought like it was just a knockoff, and then I saw her, she's super hot, so I'm just like immediately just disregard her as being any kind of artist. I hear the song, it's okay, but a lot of people can make one okay rap song. Rap is my favorite type of music, but it's not something that takes the most talent. Like, if you spend enough time in front of a piece of paper with a pencil, you can write a rap song. Anyone can do it. It's all about the delivery, and she had the delivery, but I disregarded it. I remember seeing on Spotify on April 6th of this year, it came out, and I didn't even listen. I saw the picture. I thought she was knocking off Nicki Minaj in the album cover. Because if you look at it, it looks just like some shit Nicki Minaj would do with the hair slipped back with the yellow fucking Goldilocks shit.
Yep.
Well, I heard on this one podcast they were talking about her, and they were really beefing her up. And I was like, okay, fine, I'm going to look it up. And I was doing some work because where I was down in Memphis with Sam this past weekend, you know, I spent a little too much time playing poker, and I didn't do all the work I was supposed to do. So I came home. It was Mother's Day. I stayed up from 7 p.m., actually like 6:30 p.m. till 3 a.m. doing work. I listened to her album 4 times all the way through on that shit. Never skipped a song. Every single song on there is fucking amazing. It's amazing. She's an artist. She displays every single style of rap you could ever imagine. Like, but the thing is about her, and like, feel free to interject into here at any point in time, but the thing about her is that she doesn't have her own style of rap, and I think that's why a lot of people, because if you start reading about her and listening to what people are saying, they're saying like she rips off Nicki Minaj. That's the one thing I've heard, but I can see why they would say that about a lot of other people.
I would understand why they would say that, because any female rapper that showed up after Nicki, they'd be like, well, let me, that's what they want to compare it to. She's her own being.
She's her own being. But I will say this, like, you know how there's cultural appropriation that yeah. people say?
Yeah.
She definitely appropriates certain artists' styles, but she does it in a way to where she owns it, to where it's like hers. Like, she definitely, there are certain songs where she definitely raps, and you can't even tell the difference between her and Nicki Minaj. Like, even the voice sounds the same. It's the same style. It's the same delivery. You know how Nicki has a kind of funny voice. Like, yeah. She has that, like, she changes the voice. Like, she yeah. does that shit. But also, so she appropriates Nicki's style, but she also does it with fucking Kendrick Lamar, Migos. Like, I would say,
what's it, 3-6? Oh,
3-6 Mafia. She has that one song. It's called fucking Brickenhead.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, Brickenhead, check it out. She raps just like, and that's some shit from like, what, the 90s?
Early 2000s. Yeah.
Super early, if. Yeah. Because what, 2000, when we were in 7th grade, I think this came out when we were like 5th or 6th grade. That would have been 99, 2000. Look it up. I can look it up. I can look it up. Let's see. I'm going to look up Chickenhead. Project Pat, Chickenhead, release date. Hold on. Feel free to say some stuff about it.
I don't know. I don't know a whole much about her whole album. I haven't heard. I haven't listened to it front to back.
It came out in 2001. Chickenhead.
There you go.
Boop, boop. But she encapsulates, if that's a word, and I don't know if it is, but you get what I'm saying. She encompasses that style of rap to the fullest extent. No one else can do that. Kendrick Lamar couldn't do that.
I do think that she has a certain wave it. She has a certain talent, so she can switch song by song and switch up style by style from artists that inspired her to get into the game and still implement it to where she can get her message across without it sounding like.
Well, the thing is, the songs are definitely her story and they're her lyrics. And whether or not, because what I've heard, and I'm going all off things I've heard just in passing on TV, things I've read in passing. I haven't done any like specific research other than I've listened to her album probably 10 times through now in 2 days. That's how good I like it. When I like something, I put it on repeat till I throw up from listening to it too much. It's the only thing I've listened to for 2 days. But the story is hers. I think she may have had people help her write the lyrics, but it doesn't matter if she did or not. The delivery is definitely coming from whoever inspired her, and she goes to the T. Like, she'll take a style and she'll nail it. I mean, she's capable of, within one verse, switching from a Nicki Minaj delivery to a fucking Eminem to fucking Migos, Gucci Mane. Like, it's crazy, dude. I can't describe to you. And her intro song is so hard. Get Up 10. Was it like 9 times? I didn't mean
knock me down 9 times. I'm gonna get up ten.
Dude, my favorite thing about this song is the fucking last line she repeats twice. I'ma make a fuck feel me. I'ma do these broke bitches filthy. Yep. And I think that's like an intro to her whole album, just saying like, in this song, I'ma make all these fuck boys want to fuck me, and I'm going to take their fucking money. Like, I'm going to make them love me so much, but it's like, it's not in, like, she's not thirsty for attention. She knows what she's capable of doing. She knows that she can use her sexuality, her badassness, her beauty, her talent, her artistic abilities, and draw all these fucking fuck boys. That's her target audience. It's like fuck boys, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But she's using it to her advantage. No, it is. I'm admitting it. But see, I'm able to appreciate it from above and see what she's doing. It's amazing. Like, and she takes that and she goes through and she spits flames, dude. She's got that. She's got this third song on the thing is Brickin' Head. She spits flames on that shit, dude. She, and then number, and then she, of course, the real popular ones, Bodak Yellow and Badia Kotick. Got it. Badia Kotick. You know that song?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I didn't like that one.
I love that song. She spits flames, dude. And then she's got that one. What's that one song we were listening to on the way over to Buffalo Wild Wings? Money bag, money bag, money bag, money bag, money bag. You know that song? Yeah.
Well, going.
That's the hardest one.
Through Your Phone was probably my favorite. I was there for last night. I thought it was last night. I thought it was light. I was there for last night.
Yeah. See, I'm not there yet though.
Okay, my bad.
It's that's actually my favorite song.
That's
on
the only
fucking
one
thing
that got my attention on the way over.
But the reason, okay, so she spits those fires, right? But then at the same time, she has like a fucking intersection with this other chick. So like that's those are where she's spitting fucking fire. She's this bad bitch that you can't touch. She's unbreakable, untouchable. She's a fucking bad stripper bitch and she's using the dudes to her, you know what I'm saying? But then she takes it even further and uses these dudes even more to get your attention. And she comes out with shit like Through Your Phone. And Through Your Phone, dude, it's like so crazy because she plays this character like this brokenhearted poor little girl who catches her boyfriend cheating on her through his phone while he's asleep. And what she does in the song is she starts talking about how pissed off she is and she's going to kill him and all this. In the very last line, she's like, you don't even, she says something, thinking about stabbing you, you don't know how close you are to dying. You're going to wake up like, why you got an attitude? Like, the last thing she says in that song is, you're going to wake up and be like, why you got an attitude? Like, she's, at the very end, after all that, she's worried about what her man still thinks of her. You know what I'm saying? But that's like, but in that, I feel like she is playing to that specific guy's wants in a woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, that douchebag piece of shit who cheats on his girl is going to really be like, man, I love this. You know what I'm saying? That's what I feel like she's doing. And maybe I'm reading way too into it, but I just appreciated this whole album as a fucking piece of art, man. It's bad. And the hook of that song, her voice is so sexy, dude. She sings. It's not like she's a super talented singer or anything. She's not like Adele. But, like, you hear, like, the fuck me in her voice, dude. Like,
oh, yeah. She sings it like she's definitely been through it.
Yeah.
A few times. Like, you can tell.
Oh, she's definitely experienced it.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I don't even know how to explain it. She definitely learned how to make a dude want to fuck her while she was a stripper.
Yeah.
And number one, in the first song, the Get Up 10, which I believe is very, very reminiscent of T Grizzly's First Day Out track. If you listen to the two songs side by side, they're like the same thing. They're both two people coming from nothing. And that song is the intro to their album. And that's the come up. That's the, like, let's go, motherfucker. And it just leads into their album. And I think that if you compare the two albums, like his first one, he just came out with another one. It's called Activated, and we can talk about that later. It's different. It's not part of this conversation, but she definitely nailed this album better than he did his first one. It's awesome. But anyway, what I was gonna say is, she said in song number one about stripping, she's like something about, I had to dance. Don't get it twisted, I didn't say fuck. People like to assume shit. I don't know what the lyrics are, but it's just funny how she's like, she always was dancing, but she never fucked these dudes. But she does have a lot of songs talking about, like, fucking dudes. You can beat it up. She says all this shit. Just go listen to this damn album, man. I'm harping on this motherfucker because I slept on it.
He slept on it.
I slept on it. I didn't think that she was capable of this just because of the way it was initially presented to me.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's
what he slept on.
What have you been sleeping on?
Man, to be honest, if we really want to make it, like, Music-wise?
It don't have to be probably, music. It can be anything in the world.
Well, there's a lot of stuff I slept on in the world. There's a lot of stuff we all slept on.
I slept on a pillow last night.
Yep. I slept on the floor last night. I just got too drunk.
You didn't.
I didn't.
I don't believe you.
Oh, well, I did. Hell, I don't know what I slept on, man. Hell, Jason Aldean's Rearview Town, my best album of the year right now.
I'm still asleep on that shit. I ain't heard it. You didn't tell me to listen to it.
Yes, I did.
Well, you didn't say it's going to be part of the podcast.
I didn't tell you it wouldn't.
Oh, my God. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God.
Just tell me about the album, then. I'll look it up.
Fire. Look it up right now.
I'm not going to listen to it. I'm just going to look it up.
Jason Aldean, Rearview Town, right off the bat. It's just a hit. Listen to that right off the...
Came out the week after Cardi B's album that we're talking
about. Exactly. So, if you really want to get your girl going, let her listen to Ride All Night, let her listen to Girl Like You, and I guarantee you she'll be like, oh my God, you're thinking about me. Get her to listen to them. Those are songs.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll check it out. You. My girl she likes country, but now I got her on some rap shit.
That's cool.
She listens to a lot of pop shit. She listens to, like, you know, typical white girl. She's a basic white bitch. Not really, though.
If she's basic, then...
I mean, she's basic when it comes to music, for sure.
You gotta get on... I forgot the guy's name. But he sings that... I like me better when I'm with you. That's a jam.
Yeah, I don't know that. She's not that basic, though, because most basic white bitches listen to a lot of 80s music when they get drunk and shit. She don't do that. She likes old rap. Yeah, you're a basic white bitch. Everyone already knew that about you, Sam.
Yeah.
I had a story I was going to go into, but it's going to take away from the conversation. But she listens to, like, pop, old pop.
Fleetwood Mac?
She don't go that far back with her drunkenness. And that's what I like about her. She's not that fucking basic. We spent 2 hours last night playing heads up poker. I'm teaching her poker. She's about to start going to the casinos with me. I'm super excited about it.
Yeah.
Super.
She's better than you already. That's good.
She's not better than me at poker. Mm. I kicked her ass. I beat her twice last night, heads up. And I talked mad shit. And then I was like, and then I said, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot I'm trying to encourage you to play.
Yeah,
she thought it was hilarious. She's like, oh yeah. She just thought it was really funny that I was talking shit to her while trying to teach her. It was fun. We had a good time.
Typical.
We had a good time. Yeah, well, we were supposed to have a guest. I don't know if I already said that, he couldn't join us because something came up more important, and I think it was, you know, WWE or candy bars.
It's Tuesday.
I don't know when that fucking gay shit comes on.
Monday Night Raw, if you smell!
Okay. Just make sure whenever you're actually talking... You're a little closer, but not too much
closer.
How
much closer can I get? Fuck, man. My fucking lip is touching the mic.
You're good. You're fine. You're good.
I've been fine, first of all. Let's get that straight.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Shut up. There's not a lot to talk about. I was trying to do this whole, you know, if we all talked about one thing that we slept on, that would have been 45 minutes.
That'd have been it.
But y'all are some bitches. Number one, you didn't do your job as a member of the podcast.
Wow.
You didn't do your fucking job. You were supposed to come up with something you slept on and be able to talk about it. Stop doing that. You're ruining the fucking shit. I can take it out. I mean, it's easy, but I'm just saying.
Like, what?
The thing is number one, who gives a fuck about he's not part of the podcast. He's a guest. But I told both of y'all.
You keep bringing this badass. He fucked it up twice now.
Yeah, I know. He's off. He's done. He's off the podcast.
Right. You'll be sucking his dick next week. Yeah, no. We can get him. He's got 45 fucking followers.
No, he's off. He's off the podcast.
God, bro.
The thing is that you were supposed to come up with something you slept on.
I'm sorry. I just had the busiest weekend of my professional life.
I don't give a fuck.
Eat shit, bro.
I don't give a fuck. I slept just the same amount as you.
Oh, fuck you. The hell you did. You were sleeping in my apartment when you see me have to get up and go to work.
Bro, I laid down 2 seconds before you. Oh, I got up. God. I got here. I worked from 6:30 p.m. Sunday night to 3 a.m. Tuesday morning. I went to sleep. I got up at 7 a.m. I got up at... No, 3 a.m., you stupid fuck.
Whatever, bro.
And then I got 3.5 hours of sleep and got back up and worked another 12.5 hours. I don't want to hear it.
God, dude.
I don't want to hear it.
Ever,
you're not as dedicated to this podcast as I am, and that's fine. If you don't want to come up with something you slept on, and put it on here, that's fucking fine. Oh, what you're sleeping God. On is this goddamn podcast, because you're not putting any fucking effort into it.
I'm about
it.
To sleep on your dead body. Let me get my guns.
That's gay. That sounds real gay. I'm about to sleep on your body.
Dead body. That's what I'm saying.
That's fucking necrophiliac.
All right, I got nothing.
I guess I'm going to get ready to go to bed, hell. Because I was trying to go deep into something and we couldn't even do it.
We didn't have to go deep into
it. Cardi B. Buddy, Cardi. Cardi, I love my body.
You can't.
Cardi, buddy, Cardi.
It's going to go hard. It's hard to go deep into one album. If you looked up stuff about her personally.
No, you were supposed to. I told you what I was going into. The least you could have done was Google some shit.
About her?
Yes.
She's not important to me.
She should be when I tell you she's going to be the topic of our fucking podcast.
Said she was going to be your topic.
But you didn't even come
I
up with
I told you
one.
About it, Jason
no,
Aldean.
The thing
born
is,
in Georgia.
You didn't tell me that. No.
Get shit done. Fuck.
I don't care about
him. Hell. Chilling on a dirt road.
Is Cardi B even black, though?
Yeah.
She says the N-word a whole lot.
They can get away with that shit now. What? I've been in jail 3 weeks. I ain't shit one time.
See, you're stealing shit from other podcasts, man. You gotta stop doing that.
Oh, your feelings are hurt.
Look how hot she is.
She alright. You know I don't like my coffee that color more.
I can't believe they have streets in fucking North Korea.
Of course they do. They have to run next to Kim Jong-un's limo. Like, just in case they shoot a missile at it, like it's supposed to stop it or something.
Keep folks out your business, because they be playing both sides. I don't trust a soul. Guess who that is? Just guess.
Something that rhymes with
No.
I don't know who that is.
He always posts the most general things. If you love a woman, then you need to love her.
Yeah. Got it.
Thanks. This is on Facebook. One of our friends. I'm just going to say the things he says. If you're white and a girl's black, you should marry her.
If you're white and your girl ain't black,
you're her. You're a racist piece of shit. Chocolatesworld.com.
Chocolatesworld.com.
He does that. You haven't seen these Chocolatesworld.com posts?
I don't know what Chocolatesworld is.
All it is where a white dude and a black girl get married and make a kid, and then they post it on a website, and it's the website's called ChocolateSwirl.com, and that's his favorite thing.
Oh my
His
God.
Son's a chocolate swirl.
Chocolate swirl.
He literally has a chocolate swirl son. I'm like a peanut butter vanilla swirl.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I have the right to say this.
Gotcha.
As a mixed kid, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
ChocolateSwirl.com.
ChocolateSwirl.com.
Go look it up.
Oh, my God.
North Korea has threatened to cancel the planned summit between President Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un scheduled for June 12th in Singapore, saying the U.S. should carefully consider the fate of upcoming meeting in view of what it calls provocative military disturbances with South Korea. North Korea's state news agency reported that early Wednesday, this is according to CNNpolitics.com, the warning comes as KCNA reported North Korea has suspended talks with South Korea because of a joint military drill conducted by South Korea and the U.S. Okay, this is the kind of shit that I was saying on that one episode where I'm saying North Korea is not cool still and they're ready for fucking World War III. We are aware of the South Korean media report. The United States will look at what North Korea has said independently and continue to coordinate closely with our allies, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said in a statement. However, the White House was caught off guard by reports, according to aides. One official affirmed an assertion from the State Department that it has received no information from Pyongyang about the status of the talks. I really think some shit's going to go down, man.
Man, I think they want some shit to go down. So, like, every time we look up North Korea, it's like, oh, North Korea and Donald Trump are cool. And then every time you look something else up, it's like, North Korea tells U.S., hey, calm your fucking shit. Like, they want shit to pop off.
I mean, here's what I want to know. Maybe we should just Google leaders of countries, but why does Donald Trump, the leader of our country, and also Kim Jong... why do they both have to have the most fucked up haircuts? Look at this shit. Like, really? This is who we've picked to be our leaders. They can't even fucking dress their own hair.
Seriously.
I'm just saying, if you can't fucking look in the mirror at yourself in the morning and go, whoa, that doesn't need to be in public, then can you really be responsible for public policy?
I mean,
fucking Christ.
I mean, Kim Jong-un, look at that. His hair, it's just sitting up there. Like, you could smack him and shit would fall off. And then Donald...
His hair, Kim Jong-un, his hair looks like you should take him, put him on his left side, okay, and then take somebody with his same haircut, put them on their right side, face them toward each other, and then write something in between their hair as a brief, besides the point comment in a sentence, because it looks like brackets, it looks like parentheses, it looks like brackets, you would solve... whatever's inside his head before you would do the outside of it. Yeah. First outer, inner last, foil.
I
mean,
I would love to take both of these motherfuckers to Six Flags and go on a roller coaster just to see what happens.
What do you think would happen? Their hair would fall off?
One of them's losing something.
Do you think this? I think if they do have a meeting, I think as soon as Kim Jong-un gets outside of fucking his little runners outside of his car, I think somebody's going to blow his fucking brains right out of his face.
Somebody wants to.
No shit, I'm pretty sure that's the whole point. I think Donald Trump's like, okay, it's fake. What we're going to do, I'm going to meet him, and then we're going to blow his goddamn brains right out. And then we're going to build a wall. Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't they do that?
No, I mean, it's a plan. I don't think Donald's smart enough to come up with it, but...
Dude, Donald's... I'm sorry. You can say a lot of things about Donald Trump. He can be racist, and he's not racist.
Because, he is racist.
No, he's not.
Very.
Hillary Clinton is more... technical difficulties. Maybe okay now. I think it just came unplugged. Like I was saying, you can say a lot of things about Donald Trump. You can say he's sexist. I'll give you that. He's very misogynistic and very old... ways in his views, but he's not stupid. You don't become president off of not being any kind of political person. Like, he's a smart person, and one thing that he does have, he views every single like foreign policy exchange as a win-lose situation, and that is a correct way to view things. If you're a country with a lot of power and you're negotiating with a shitty country, you don't give them everything. Like Barack Obama wanted to give Iran billions of dollars to not build weapons. No, motherfucker. We have all the weapons. Don't give them money. Just blow them off the fucking map. Like, that's what you do. That's how you do shoot. War technical difficulties. Hello. Hey, it's back on. We're back on. So, what I was saying is just that, you know, Donald Trump's not an idiot, but at the same time, we just need to be careful of what we do now, because things are going to get real serious real quick in our country. You know, that's it. Who cares? World War III by 2021. Hashtag, I win the bet. It's bets! Let's do some bets. What bets do you want to do? Hey, who wins the series? Boston or Cleveland?
Boston. Hey, look, just so we know, LeBron James put up 42 points.
Yeah, you said that. You said he was going to do 40 last episode, which was also tonight. You said that. Whoop-de-do. Whoop-de-fucking-do. Good job. Ha keep it going. Sam said it was gonna be 40 points by LeBron tonight, and it was a joint. We went out and made some noise. I lost 50 on the under, boys. LeBron threw up 42 points. I don't know if you heard my sound that I said, and it's going down. I don't even know, but it's coming back around. And LeBron scored 42 points. I lost $50 on the under. That sucks. Why can I not rhyme words? I don't know, but it smells like a turd in my apartment. I wish it didn't stink so much, but it does. No matter what I do, I can't get it out. Suds of soap won't even get it gone, 'cause I don't know where the fucking smell's coming from. Hey, but Sam's the one that's gotta sleep in the living room where the smell's coming from. Hope you don't die from suffocation in my living room tonight. It fucking stinks. I cannot believe that we're actually doing this shit in this blaze. That's probably not gonna be worth listening to.
No.
That was just freestyle.
My chest hurts a lot, though.
So. Sam's actually, his stomach's touching his bath. He was in his feelings about that. Oh, the T-Grizzly album.
Bang. That
just came out Friday on Spotify. Go check it out. It's called Activated. One of my favorite albums that's come out this year. Actually, my very favorite album that's come out this year.
He spit on it.
Yeah, he went hard. Every song's good. You don't have to skip any songs. It's badass. T Grizzly is the shit, and I've liked him since day one when I heard First Day Out. Go check it out right now on Spotify. And that, you know, we're not getting paid for that. He you know, he wanted to pay for some ad time on the podcast, and I said, hey, T. Hey,
keep your money.
You know, he
your
said,
money's no good here on Bad Credit.
He said, well, y'all from Memphis, y'all know I'm T Grizzly, so I fuck with y'all because I'm from Memphis, dog. And I said, hey.
Hey, 901 Shelby Drive, look alive, look alive. That's what we told him.
Yeah, we told him that. I said, 323 Mud Island Road Apartments, look alive in the river.
What?
You know, because we were there at that place.
Yep.
You know, I had a good time in Tunica while I was down there. It was a good time. I got a massage from this lady.
Okay.
Down there. Okay. And she was very attractive.
Okay.
And what was funny is when I play 2040, I'm the only young guy at the table. Everyone else is older. And they're all like flirting with this chick.
You're pretty old.
No, they're like 70s.
Oh, gotcha.
60s, 70s. The next youngest guy the whole time I played with in that game was probably... No, he told me he was born in 70... what do you say? No, I'm sorry. He was 35.
Okay.
There was a 35-year-old, and then everyone else was 60s, 70s. But anyway, this lady... And this is where... Like, I know I'll say a lot of... Like, I joke around about, like... misogyny and stuff, but like, dude, this girl, like, I just don't see how they do it. These dudes are talking so just disgustingly wrong to this girl, and she's sitting there smiling, going, because she knows she's getting paid based off of that. But she's misogyny like, these old disgusting fucks. And like they were like, hey, you need to come back to my room, and I was really tip you, you know. And she's got a ring on; she's married. And then she was like, and somebody's like, man, you know she's married. He's like, that ain't never stopped me. You think I'm so easily deterred? Like this motherfucker weighs probably 350 pounds, fat as fuck.
Oh
my god, it's so gross. And then they were making, and then so then the next day when I went back, they were talking about how three of them went out with him. It was that fat guy that was like, you think I'm so easily deterred? Yeah. He was flirting with her the whole time. He made her massage him for like 2.5 hours. It was disgusting. Which she did me for 15 minutes.
She made money.
And like after she did 15 minutes on me, I was like, I feel like such a dirtbag, disgusting. Like it feels good, but really you're not doing anything good. For like it's just you're touching me.
Yeah.
And like, ooh, I'm not an old man. Get out. I'm sorry I paid for this. Here.
Yeah, bye.
You know? And I felt bad, you know? But that dude, what they said is that they went out and this guy, and so he's probably 55. Somebody said he was 60. He looked in his early 50s. they said that this like 18-year-old came out and was like sitting in his lap, like he paid her, and he was like handing her money the whole time she was sitting there, and she was a stripper, I guess. And he was like calling her baby the whole time, and they were making out. They're at a restaurant, not a bar. They're at a restaurant. And he said, he was like, here's $100 for your mom for Mother's Day. Like, they were like, dude, they're like, it was the most disgusting thing ever.
That's what money makes some people do things that just, I don't get it, man. Like, even if I needed the money, like, I would just be like, you know what? It ain't even worth it, bro.
There's this old Jewish guy. His name's Gary. And he was like, yeah, but I mean, well, he don't talk like that. He talks like a typical, like a Jewish guy. I don't know how they talk, but I'll do this because this is what he sounds like. Yeah, well, she has something he wants and he has something she wants. So I guess it all works out. I just don't know. But I just don't get like how people, like gross, disgusting fucks, try to hit on waitresses like that's going to work. You know what I mean?
Cocktail waitresses get it the worst.
Ugh.
They get it the worst.
It grosses me the fuck out, dude.
As soon as they make it seem like they're not into it, then the tips for the whole night go away. And those are the guys that order the most. So think she probably makes, what, 20 rounds that night? And he tips her $1-2 every time? She makes money.
She does. But so here's my thing. It's a twofold question. First of all, you have to be a certain type of girl to go into that environment, I believe. Right?
Well,
you can't just be like a fucking hashtag Me Too feminist and be a cocktail waitress.
No.
Because you know you're going to get sexually harassed the whole time.
You have to be.
You're making money off of sexual harassment.
I think you have to have a certain in one ear, out the other ear type mentality.
And also, on one butt cheek off that same butt cheek for the slaps.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sexual harassment all around.
I mean, I've never seen a guy like make that kind of move, but I think the floors handle that when that kind of stuff happens. But you have to have it in your head not to mentally like snap back. I don't know a lot of girls that work for me that get hit on in my restaurant that would be able to handle what they say at casinos.
Casinos is a different game.
Yeah, they would say something back. A lot of girls would just be like, you know what? Fuck off, you old fuck.
Exactly. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's not the same type of girl.
No.
The girls that are working here know what's coming. Yeah. But I feel like I'm being sexually harassed just watching these old dudes talk to these girls. It's disgusting.
It's rough.
If you could ever be triggered, like I make fun of this kind of shit all the time. But whenever I see that, I really do feel sort of like triggered. Like, it's all I can do not to say something or to at least go away until it's over.
Because
I don't want that girl to think that I associate with that and that I think it's funny. And I don't know how to, you know what I'm saying? Like, because they were doing all this and I'm at the same table the whole time. And I'm like, and I'm just going, I'm not laughing at the jokes. They're all going, ah, and they're saying all this sexual just shit. It's disgusting. And I'm like,
you're like, can I just play poker, please?
Yeah, like, what the fuck, I put my earbuds in.
Yeah.
But I was just like, please don't think I'm like that, dude.
It sucks.
Ugh. And I like the fucking, you know, like a raw joke just as much as the next guy, but come on. Yeah. Oh, but my other thing is, should that position even exist? Because what she does, and this is two different things, is we're talking about cocktail waitresses and massage people, but it's the same thing, really.
Yeah.
It's all about, like, making this dude think that he has a chance to fuck you.
Yep.
It's like, do we really need to make money off of that? Like, is that something, just human people, does that need to be a thing where we're sending these girls into these places like a poker room so that dudes can think they're gonna fuck her? Does she know that going in? Is she okay with it? Is this something we need to be paying for?
I think that as a female going into it, if I walked into Horseshoe and I was a 19-year-old female with 32 D's and a 36-inch waist.
Which you probably paid for.
Yeah. So if I looked that great, which most of these cocktail waitresses don't even look that great.
No. The ones in Tunica, they really don't. And no offense.
So
I'm talking about the massage therapists has looked better than any
girls. Yeah, they do.
Girls
if I looked that good.
And they're touching them. Like they're rubbing you and
shit. But you know what you're going into. You know who to target. I'm targeting every fat guy with the wedding ring on because I know, like, it's just money. Like, I get it. It's fucking
low life and you're just like, oh my God, I don't have any self-respect for myself, but you know what you're going into. That's just money. Like, you know that guy's going to pay you $200. He's going to tip you on top. Like, make him feel fucking good. I'm rubbing under all his rolls, the crevices.
Oh, dude.
I'm in there just...
We need to have we need to have like a couple chicks on here to talk about this, because it's like, does that do something like to reverse the roles of where women stand in society, or are those two different factions of women? One that believes, because like Cardi B, what I was saying earlier, she takes that position of dudes want to fuck me, and she uses it to empower herself and to get that fucking money, because she knows how she's perceived by men, and she knows how to use that to her advantage. I feel like that's the same thing that these girls are doing.
I want
to
see how much this goes for the year.
Probably a lot, but how much do they have to pay whatever company they represent? I don't know. I tipped this girl $5. This is so disgusting. To even admit that I got a massage, now I'm starting to feel disgusted. But really, I was losing, because I talked about on the last episode, I don't know if you can hear that well. We haven't really gone back and listened to it yet, but I talked about how I started the day off up $1,500. I went down, lost $1,500 the next day right off the bat. And I was like, I need something to just get my mind on the zone, blah, blah, blah. I get a 15-minute massage. I think I paid like $25, and then I tipped her another $5, so it was $30 I paid for that. And it got me relaxed and shit, and it felt good. But at the end, when it came time to either get more another 15 minutes or whatever, they had been talking to her so much and everything that I was just like, I'm sorry that I participated in this. You know what I mean? That's truly how I felt about it.
You had a trap. She couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't even, I was like, I'm part of this. Yeah. Ew. Like, I was grossed out, and I was like, thank you, and here you go. You know, and then they were like, why'd you only get 15 minutes? Who does that? And then the other, that Jewish dude got her to do it for like another hour and a half on him.
Wow.
Yeah, like immediately. And I'm just like.
Yeah, because he fucking gets off in his fucking pants to it. Like, it's fucked up.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, from that time I got that massage, I shot right up to like 1,700. So
yeah,
I made money off it. But I felt disgusted.
Shout out to the massage.
Shout out to her. Lady, don't even know her name.
Tina.
I should have got her name. No. She's married. Do you know what lowball is?
I lowball a lot of stuff.
The game lowball, poker game.
No.
You ever seen them down there play 200, 400 lowball? Mm-mm. It's crazy. They're playing. Some dude lost like 40K.
Wow.
To some kid like my age. They play like four-handed. It's five-card draw. You get three draws. But you make the very lowest possible hand you can make. And it's a limit game, a 200, 400 limit game. Hmm. Yeah. So it caps out, like, each bet. Yeah, it's
it crazy. Sounds like a game where you have to just have money to lose, so.
Yeah, you do. The dude came over when I was playing 2-5. The guy came over, and he had lost, like, 40,000 or something.
Wow.
And he came over, and he was like, just all depressed and sitting by his friend who was playing 2-5, and it was just funny. And his friend was like, that game just has absolutely no skill. I don't know why you would sit there and play that, blah, blah, blah.
It doesn't.
They play it all the time, though.
Yeah, it sounds
cool. I mean, it has to have some skill, because one dude plays all the time and he wins. He's got a bracelet in the low ball, like, championship shit in the WSOP, you know? What's it called? The fucking World Series of Poker or whatever? He has a bracelet in that event. He might have, like, five bracelets. He has a few bracelets. He brings them. Sometimes he brings them to the casino and sets them out in front of him while he's playing. So fucking corny. So
egotistical.
Whoop-de-doo. You have a bracelet. I have a fucking championship ring from Hartsville, Tennessee, where I played football.
I got a 12-inch dick. Whatever.
Oh, doubt it.
Look at the fuck.
So we talked about some women's issues. That was nice. We'd like to state our official opinion on women. We think they should be able to vote. We're glad they have the right to vote.
What?
We're just glad they have the right to vote, aren't you? Are you against that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Like, it was breaking news. I was like, beep,
beep, beep. We say a lot of fucked up things.
Yeah, on the podcast, we're bringing you breaking news. Ladies, go vote. What?
Well, I'm just saying, we say a lot of like fucked up shit on here, but I just want everyone to know it's all in a joke.
Always.
We're actually not pieces of shit. My girlfriend loves me.
Very much.
I'm gonna take that out. The lady in my life really thinks I'm a great guy.
Very much.
And she's heard all these podcasts. Yeah, so, man, I'm starting to have a lot of technical difficulties with this shit.
I don't know what's going on, man.
Make sure you talk into the mic, though.
Robots are taking over, so.
Yeah, I think robots are going to take over. Did you ever try to find that singularity shit that I was talking about?
I remember you talking about it. I didn't find it, though.
Well, hell. Is this a good podcast?
About a B minus for us?
None of them are good. None of the podcasts we've done so far are good. I don't know. I wanted to start talking about stuff in depth because I feel like we don't do that on here, but somebody didn't do their research. We're going to have to start having homework projects.
Homework projects.
Seriously. Our podcast isn't shit. It's not worth a damn.
Just God
damn it, Sam.
My bad. All I did was bang
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but dude, watch out. Shit costs money and shit, bro.
Oh, this comes from the guy not talking about $300 guitar. Shut the fuck up.
I didn't knock over your guitar. It fell over.
Oh. Shots fired.
I tell you what's going to be fired. You. From this podcast.
I'm out.
No, listen. This is what I was thinking. We need someone to take over our Facebook and our Twitter and to do our postings. And to handle all of our social media.
For what? We can't even get shit boosted. I got
to
fucking
no
fight
shit.
With Facebook
they have to
all
talk,
day.
They have to go and do this. They have to do it. We're going to pay you money. And if you know someone who does this, and you hook us up, and we end up using them, we'll pay you $100 referral fee.
Wait a minute.
And if this is you, and if you're the person, we'll pay you $100 signing bonus.
Wait a minute.
And then we're going to pay you each week to hold to do our shit, because we need it.
Steven's paying. I'm broke.
No, see, you don't say that. It doesn't make them want to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to meet up. We're going to have a beer. Yes. Hit us up. Badcredit615@gmail.com. We need a marketing team, okay? Trey Mac has a marketing team.
Oh, my God.
And we don't even have a marketing team.
Nobody's going to hit us up. So I'm going to keep just fighting with Facebook because they're assholes. But
Facebook thinks that we're a predatory loan company.
Yeah.
They won't put our shit on the shit. They won't let us market.
Yeah, it's insane.
We're going to go to TuneCore.
Like, not again. Did you see the commercial they put out?
Who?
Facebook.
No.
They have a commercial out now where they talk about how like they're going to do a better job of protecting your safety and never again we're back. And I'm like, you probably didn't even have to do this because we still were using Facebook.
Yeah,
like,
no, not a single person quit using it.
Nobody
based
did. They win regardless, but whatever.
Idiots.
I get it, but they just have to please that. I mean, I'm sure there's maybe 1,000 people that were just kind of like, no more Facebook. No more Facebook. And then like a month later, they were just like, oh, let me get on Facebook and see. Protest this.
Yeah, shout out Lifted Music. Dude, he's got 1,733 followers on SoundCloud.
Shout out.
And he liked some of our shit.
A little comment action.
Yeah, first one to ever comment on any of our stuff. So that's always good. We released, well, by the time you hear this, it ain't gonna matter. Yeah, good for the Bad Credit Podcast. No one cares, so, especially Sam.
Oh my God. I had to deal with this shit every day, guys. Just so you know.
You don't give a fuck, bro, about the podcast.
I don't give no fucks. I don't give no fucks.
You literally don't care about the podcast.
I don't give a shit about nothing in life. I just show up, fuck shit up, and I'm out.
Oh, nah. Hell no, man.
Y'all been up and done it. Oh, no. You know, I was on stage with him.
Who?
Nappy Roots.
M Country Boys.
Nah, I was on stage. They did it 527 in Murfreesboro. I did security for them with my boy Chris Ashby, and we were on stage the whole time. And I threw the fucking owner of the club down on the ground on the stage in front of everybody because I thought he was just some random dude running up on the stage. He was bringing bottles to their women who were sitting on the couch on the stage, and I grabbed him by his hood and slung him down.
Who was it?
It was the owner of 527.
Oh, shit.
I was on the stage. This was in the middle of a show. Like, the place was packed. And I went, whew. And I was like, oh, my. And then Ashby said, what are you doing? That's the owner of the club. I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. He said, it's okay. I know I was kind of sketchy with my hood on and everything. He had his hood on, and he just ran up on the stage.
Damn.
It was that was the craziest time. Jared White was with me. It was me, Jared White, and Chris Ashby.
The kicker.
We didn't even do any bets.
Nope.
Bats! Yeah.
Bats! Celtics in five.
Oh, okay. You want to say Celtics in five?
I'm worried about it now.
I'm going to say in four.
Sweep. The sweep.
I said it earlier, brother.
Wow.
I'm on this kick where I'm saying brother.
Yeah, with the ER.
With a hard ER.
Hey, let me tell you something, brother.
Hey, you say ER, hard ER, you get in trouble around here. Son.
Listen here, brother.
Know about you, but them boy Celtics, brother, they looking real good, Brother Johnson.
Country boys don't ride. Okay, we're done. I'm turning it off.
We've been done.
Fuck this bullshit. We've all right, done. Guys. Love you. Bye. Bye.
We out. Hey, listen, Jay, let's do it one more.
We drop the podcast on Sunday, record it Friday. Keep us in mind while you're at church, cause we ain't got no time to pray. Never sleep, bitch, we just grind, so fall in line and get out the way. Never been so fucking hungry, eating $60 steak.